The Stock Market Report. Hear from clean energy companies at the Technology and Low Emission Minerals Conference. The Western, November 13 and 14.
Well, the positive trends continue on the stock market this week. We're up another 23 points for your Wednesday, and we welcome back Kevin Johnson. Did you have a win on the Melbourne Cup?
No, I didn't. That's why I've got a job as a stockbroker, because I'm the world's worst punter, I've decided.
What is it about stockbrokers and horse racing? It's something that there seems to be in the air,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, well, we just like to invest. So that wasn't very good investing yesterday, I can tell you, but it's good investing on the stock market. It's up again. That's 8 out of 9 days, or I should say 1 out of 9 days it's been down. So another 23 points, closed on its highs, up 23 to 5,982. So we're nearly nudging the 6,000 again. You think back, what was it? I'm looking back here, Thursday a couple of weeks ago, it was down 167, and everyone said the world was going to end. That's it. All our futures.
Thought we wouldn't see 6,000 again before Christmas.
Correct. And now all of a sudden we're nudging it. So it's extraordinary. The banks certainly paved the way for that today. Commonwealth Bank numbers were very good. They had their CEO's address today at the annual general meeting. Stock was up 40 cents to $69.35. They're all pregnant with dividends. NAB's GoX tomorrow, 99 cents. They're up 21. Westpac, I think, are coming up next week. ANZ on Monday, they're up 30 cents. So they're all powering along. They're all recovering, coming off their lows. You know, because the Australian economy, yeah, it's pretty steady. You know, the weather's going to fine up and things are going to be better. But the market basically did have a roller coaster ride, though, as it has been whipsawing around intraday lately because the US elections,
yeah,
of course, were underway.
Yes,
and so it was quite amazing. We're sort of looking at the index and we're looking at the news on CNN, and it was moving up and down with almost every report. And funny enough, it was a bit like the US election when that came out. It seemed to be moving the opposite to what you thought it would be. You're thinking, okay, the Democrats winning, or maybe Trump's losing his power, and, you know, that's been good for the market, and the market will go higher again. You go, oh, well, don't understand that. And then the Republicans win a seat here or there, and next you know it's going down. And I couldn't work it out. I was just happy to see it up, to be honest with you.
I'm sure you are.
At least a 50-point trading range as a result of that. No doubt there'll be a lot more analysis of it overnight, but it's a reasonable result. Then the sort of news out of China, you know, talking about the slowing property market, what it means for the iron ore market, where that's going. Some are suggesting it might have run off the rails. Well, it certainly did up north.
Yeah, didn't it? BHP, that train derailment is extraordinary, Kevin.
Well, I think it's extraordinary. I think it deserves more digging into. I want to find out more about this. It's going to be my thing tonight to try and read and understand how this could happen, for starters, how one bloke could be on the train.
Yeah.
I've seen those trains go past the North West. They're huge.
They're massive. When you see the pictures of the derailment, you just thank goodness that this is not a passenger train we're talking about, or there were a lot of people around. It's just remarkable.
It is remarkable. It also shows how vast our Northwest is as well. It's a reminder how vast it is, of course. But, yeah, that was quite extraordinary. The shares, BHP were down 16 today to $33.39. Rio was square. That's unusual. Neither up nor down, $81.25. And Fortescue, talking of those iron ore markets, it was gained a cent. We've been doing some share buybacks lately. So not much movement in the iron ore stocks. The banks, as I said, were dominating today. Telstra up 3, back to 3.09. Morley Parsons had a good day. Their offers out there, they won some good contracts, up $1.47, up 10%. Quite extraordinary for a stock that size. CSL also up $1.30. They're well over $188 now. Good result for them. And other percentage moves, Kidman, what a week they've had. Goodness gracious, they've gone up 50%. They're up another 13 today to $1.52.
Huge.
Xero doing well. So energy, the EV stocks back in the news again today, so some money heading in that direction. Orocobre were better. AHD even had a better day. They nearly got back to $2. They're up 10 to $1.98. Galaxy were up 14. Now, some talk about nickel stocks being cheap, but I didn't see much movement in the nickel shares.
You better give us the gold price and the currency, please, Kevin.
It was down a bit overnight. Again, another dollar here today. It's $12.28. But you convert it to Aussie dollar terms, $16.93. And the currency is firmer, 72.5. So euros are quite cheap. They're below $1.58. Sterling's a bit cheaper too. So over $1.80, nearly.
Maybe book that overseas holiday.
Well, maybe. Who knows? But it's a thinking man's day today. So my brain hurts as a result of that. So
it's not all that champagne you had at Melbourne Cup lunch.
That's a little bit of that too, I might add. All right, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow then.
Bye-bye, Kevin.